Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a precursor to the Declaration of Independence.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering options to specialize in healthcare administration or exercise and health science within its online Masters of Allied Health program. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The United States of America became a country nearly 250 years ago. But before the Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, a group of soldiers signed another important document in what's now Ohio. The Fort Gower Resolves, written and signed in November of 1774, is considered to be one of the earliest documents signaling support for American independence. Chris Matheny is the historic site manager of the Ohio State House. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Can you set the scene for us? What were these soldiers doing in Ohio in 1774? And how did they end up at Fort Gower at the confluence of the Ohio and Hocking Rivers?
There was a conflict. The Ohio country was basically in flames, had been for the spring, summer, and now the fall of 1774. And this army of Virginians had marched into the Ohio country trying to bring peace, ultimately, through force of arms with the Native American tribes living there. So that's what brought the soldiers in. But what we're talking about today is really what happened on the way back.
What happened on the way back?
While the army is at Fort Gower, they receive word from the First Continental Congress that it convened in September of 1774, and the news was basically electrifying to them what the Congress had decided to do, basically send strong remonstrances back to England about the, well, England called them the Coercive Acts, we called them the Intolerable Acts.
Got it. And how did this group of Virginian soldiers respond when they heard this news?
Understand that they had just come through a hard-fought campaign, so they were feeling pretty good about their abilities. But their ire, their wrath, if you will, is sort of directed at England. And again, these intolerable acts. And while they were there, they made their own resolves for the defense of American liberty. And these resolves, known as the Fort Gower Resolves, which were signed by the officers on November 5th, 1774, have some of the first stirrings of what we call the defense for American liberty.
And what did they write? What did those resolves say?
The first part of the resolves talks about their faithful allegiance to His Majesty King George III. You know, we weren't sure how this was going to end. We knew that things needed to change. But that's a big word. Part of the resolves say this: but as the love of liberty and attachment to the real interests and just rights of America outweigh every other consideration, we resolved that we will exert every power within us for the defense of American liberty and for the support of her just rights and privileges, not in any precipitate, riotous, or tumultuous manner, but when regularly called forth by the unanimous voice of our countrymen. This was, again, signed by all the officers present, and they wanted to make sure that the word got back to the king and parliament. So they had it published in the Virginia Gazette, read into the records of the House of Lords in London. This is something that was almost 6 months before Lexington and Concord, you know, the shot heard round the world, and about 18 months before the Declaration of Independence.
So how did the arguments of the resolves influence our democracy today?
One of the things, just being able to elect our own leaders. This is something that that got started in a way in that very tumultuous year of 1774. These are things that we wanted to be able to do. You know, if we go back to those intolerable acts, that was one of the things that the crown would not allow for us to do. So I think it's a direct trace, you know, and it's something that we practice, you know, every year, being able to vote.
Ohio historian Chris Matheny, thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.